Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Bobby Brown. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Underwood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The DH, Jim Lentine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walkenfuss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine takes first base on ball four. Cowens moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Randolph scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four. With the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenteen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss juggles the ball. That's an error on Wackenfuss. Gamble moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Ron Davis now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Yankees 3, Tigers, 3. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss fields the ball and throws to Petrie covering. Safe. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Randolph moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randolph moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Pat Underwood now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Randolph scores. Mercer moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 5-3, Yankees. Dennis Worth pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Dave Roseman now pitching. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Dennis Worth. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe LaFave now playing left field. Doug Bird now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Jim Lentine. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFave settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent bunts towards the mound. Rosma catches it and throws to first to double up Cerrone. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers pinch hits for Al Cowens. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 5, Tigers, 5. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing right field. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer bunts towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cerrone is walked intentionally. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 4 in the game. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Jackson moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Griffin now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Lynn Jones pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson juggles the ball. That's an error on Watson. Jones scores. Parrish moves to third. Summers moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.